Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. God bless you on today. Amen, Jesus. God bless you. We are so excited that you have come to join us on today. Amen, amen, Jesus. Yes, 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 amen. And we're, amen, going to get our co-host situated on tonight. Amen, our co-host, amen, two of them. Amen. Evangelist Bond, are you with us?
Entry and exit tones are off.
Praise the Lord, Evangelist. Evangelist Vaughn. Say, Emmanuel, God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Evangelist.
Yes. I think Evangelist Vaughn is trying to get in. Amen, Jesus. So if you could just kind of hold the line till we get her situated.
All right, all right. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Greetings, amen. Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. We welcome each and every one of you to the Prayer News Network. Amen. We're glad, amen, to be back in the number just one more time. Amen. We count it a blessing and an honor, amen, just to come before you. Amen. I am your co-host, amen, Minister Emmanuel Hogue. Amen. Thank God for our visionary and our founder, amen, Minister Evangelist Annette Bradley. Amen. To all our advisors. Amen. We just bless God tonight. We thank him. Amen. We just praise him. We glorify him. We thank God for life, health, and strength. Thank God for letting us see a brand new day. And along with brand new day come brand new mercies. Hallelujah. His mercy, amen, are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. So we just welcome each and every one of you to the Prayer News Network. We thank you for taking the time out to come, amen, and join us, amen, once again. Amen. To hear, amen, what the Spirit has to say unto the church. Amen. I'm excited, amen, to be here. I'm excited, amen, to gather with my Prayer News Network family. Amen. We are family. God has brought us together, amen, and allowed us, amen, to become connected. Amen. And we have become one in the Spirit. Amen. And we just love the Lord. We appreciate the Lord for that. Amen. We just thank God for all things. We want to welcome, amen, our Radio Blog Talk listeners. Amen. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network. Amen. You're welcome. Amen. To feel free to enjoy the Lord with us. Amen. To all our first-time listeners, whether by phone, amen, or whether by radio, amen. We want you to know that you are also welcome, amen, to the Prayer News Network as well. Amen. God loves you. Amen. We love you, but God loves you best. Can nobody love you like Jesus? Amen. Can nobody do you the way Jesus can do you? So we just bring you greetings. Amen. We thank God for this broadcast. Amen. This broadcast is reaching all around the world. Amen. China, Italy, Canada, Brazil, the UK, Tortola, Nassau, Bahamas, India, Nigeria, Cambodia, Lebanon, Uganda, Haiti, British Virgin Islands, South Africa, and any other place, amen, that I may have failed to mention tonight. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you listening, amen, where you are. Amen. God is so good. Amen. God is allowing, amen, the gospel to be spread across the world. Amen. That's what he commanded us to do. He said, go into all the world and preach this gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized, the same shall be saved. Amen. That's what our mission is tonight. Amen. Is to see souls saved all around the world. And God, he has no respect to person. So we praise God for you. And we pray, amen, that, amen, you will be blessed tonight, which, amen, we know, amen, that you will be. Amen. Amen. Pray that God will leave you with a blessing and give you the blessing that you stand in need of. Amen. So we will ask you to please take a moment, amen, to text a few people, as many as possible. please text them and let them know that the Prayer News Network is on air live now. And the number that you could give them is 339-209-6891. Once again, that number for you to text somebody and tell them to call in is 339-209-6891. Call them, compel them to come and join us, amen, to hear what the Lord has to say unto us in this hour. So we just praise God for all things, amen. We also want to remind you that this broadcast is, amen, live and recorded. Amen, this broadcast is live and recorded, amen, and at the end of the broadcast, amen, if you would like to request a copy of tonight's broadcast, we will give you two numbers, amen, that you can text, amen, and we will be sure to give you, amen, a copy of tonight's broadcast within the next 24 hours, if not sooner, amen. So let's bear that in mind. If you would like a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, we will give you two numbers that you can text at the end of the broadcast, amen, so that, amen, we can, amen, give you a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. So we just bless God for all things. Amen. And amen. We just give honor to, amen, each and every one. Amen. Protocol to our leaders, each and every one. Amen. And I think, amen, before we go any further, I think we have our other advisor, amen, on the phone in position now. Amen. Evangelist Diane Bonds. Amen. If she's on the phone in position, amen, we're going to let her continue on from this point. Evangelist Bonds. Amen. Amen. When she get on, amen, she could just come on to the platform. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Bonds. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Minister. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. We greet you, amen, in the precious name of Jesus, amen, and we praise God, amen, for another day. Praise God, amen. It's Pastor Minister Emmanuel, amen, has took us, amen. Father, praise God, amen, into the broadcast. I mean, again, we want to say we thank you tonight. Praise God, amen, to be with us, amen. Just know, praise God, amen. Hallelujah, we come but none other reason but to lift up the name of Jesus, amen. Glory to God, amen. And we just praise God, amen, for his grace, his mercy, and his goodness, amen. We're excited, amen, about what Jesus is doing, what he's going to do, and what he already have done. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Tonight we can lay our burdens down. Hallelujah. Don't have to pick them up anymore. Praising God. Amen. We're going to lay our burdens down tonight. Hallelujah. Remember the song. Amen. Hallelujah. I feel better since I laid my burdens down. Amen. I want to say we thank you, amen, for joining us tonight. As Minister Emmanuel have already said, praise God, open up the door, amen, for invitation. Come on in, amen. Call someone, call a friend, amen. Call your neighbor, praise God, amen. Hallelujah, to let them know, praise God, a PNN broadcast is on, amen. He has given you information, praise God, the number to dial, amen. And just come on, praise God, amen, and enjoy service with us tonight, amen. And we're going to get ready, praise God, to go, amen, to the throne of grace, amen. Again, we thank you all, amen, of our listeners all over the world, praise God, amen, hallelujah, amen, out-of-town listeners in cities, amen, states, amen, Bahamas, amen, I may get some wrong, Africa, amen, hallelujah, London, amen, glory to God, amen, amen, UK, praise God, amen, all of them, praise God, amen, but wherever you are, I want you to know that we have open arms, amen, to welcome you in tonight, amen, to join us, amen, and we thank God tonight for you, amen. We're going to get ready to go for the throne of grace tonight, praise God, amen, ask you to, amen, to pull our hearts and minds in, and amen, and as somebody was saying, praise God, let us pray. Hallelujah, let us pray, praising God, amen. I may leave out something, but amen, amen, but Jesus never forget, amen. So let's pray tonight, amen. Our Father, our God, we come to you tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come to say thank you. Glory to God for another day's journey that you have allowed us to see, praise God. You blessed us, oh God, hallelujah, over highways and byways, oh God. You blessed us.
The recording
coming out
has started.
And going. Praising God, amen. And we thank you tonight for your grace and your mercy. because you didn't have to do it, but you did. You watch over our children, Lord, oh God, our grandchildren, our neighbors, oh God. You watched over us all. Praise God, Lord, to let us come back. Praise God, home to a safe return. And Lord, we say thank you, Lord. We want you to have your way tonight, Holy Ghost, in this place. Glory to God. Have your way. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Have your way, God. Have your way. Have your way. Hallelujah. Glory to God, Lord, that we don't hold back anything. Lord, that we don't quench the spirit tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that your word bring forth light, heal and deliver tonight. Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah. We lift our hands and we lift our heads. Glory to God to say thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because if it had not been for you on our side, where would we be today? Hallelujah. We come to say thank you and much obliged. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight. We love you tonight. And Lord, we ask you tonight, oh God, Lord, to remember, praise God, all the sick and the shut in everywhere tonight, oh God, those that's quarantining at home and those that's in the conservation, oh God, and those are young people. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you in the White House, oh God, our house tonight, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we ask you to save tonight, heal and deliver. Set free tonight in the name of Jesus. For, Lord, it's the anointing of God that destroys the yoke. And, Lord, we praise you tonight, oh, God, even. Hallelujah, oh, God, for praise God, hallelujah, the evangelist Bradley tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and all of the listeners, all of our advisors, Lord, touch them tonight in a mighty way. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and meet every need tonight. For, Lord, we thank you, Lord, and we praise your name. Glory to God. Let your Holy Ghost fall tonight. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah. We ask it all in the mighty name of Jesus. And we say amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Again, want to say we thank you. Thank you tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God, because this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it tonight. And Lord, we thank you. Oh, God, because he didn't have to do it, but he did. Glory to God. And we thank you, Lord, and we just pray that everyone had a blessed day today. Praise God, Lord, that hallelujah, that you was able to do, praise God, Lord, and you was able, praise God, hallelujah, to encourage someone today and tell somebody about Jesus. Amen. And that's what it's all about, spreading the good news, the gospel. Amen. And I know, amen, we look on TV sometimes, praise God, and just look like, praise God, there's no good news. But we come to let you know there is good news. Jesus saves. Hallelujah. That's the good news. Amen. Hallelujah. And I get excited every time we call his name. Amen. Something, amen, ought to happen. Praise God. Amen. When we call on the name of Jesus. Amen. And again, want to say we thank you for joining us tonight. Amen. On a PNN. Praise God, amen, broadcast tonight, praise God, amen, it's coming to you live, amen, as Minister Emmanuel, praise God, again, said, praise God, amen, gave the numbers, praise God, call, amen, someone, amen, and tell someone, praise God, amen, about the PNN broadcast, amen, amen, because it's truly, praise God, is a blessing, hallelujah, amen, it is a blessing, amen, you gain strength, amen, hallelujah, you gain joy, praise God, amen, just listen. Praise God, amen, to the speakers, praise God, and to the, amen, different ones that come and share the good news, amen. Souls have been saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Just listening, amen, to the broadcast. Souls, amen, they have been healed. Some have been delivered, praising God, amen. The PNN, praise God, it brings about a change, amen. And we thank God, amen, praise God, amen, for the evangelist Bradley, praise God, amen, how the Lord is blessing, moving up, praise God, and enlarging her territory on tonight, amen. And we're not going to prolong the time, praise the Lord, amen, but we ask you, praise God, to get ready, get ready, get ready, praising God, amen, tonight is your night, yes, Lord, tonight is your night, hallelujah, to whatever you stand in need of tonight, praise God, amen. Glory tonight, amen, and want you to know, praise God, that our speaker, amen, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, comes, praise God, amen, to bring us tonight, amen, the word of God, amen, glory to God, and he is none other, praise God, amen, the minister Steve Mortemeyer, praise God, amen, of Eternal Life Ministry, right here, praise God, in the city of Hiram, Georgia, praise God, amen, 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 who is familiar, praise God, with PNN, praise God, amen, amen, who's blessed us, amen, once with the word of God, amen, he's coming back, praise God, amen, to somebody say, do it again, Lord, do it again, amen, so we tonight, amen, we, amen, as we often say, praise God, we introduce to some and present to others, amen, none other, praise God, than minister, glory to God, Steve Mortemeyer, praise God, from Eternal Life Ministry, hallelujah, in the city, amen, of Hiram, Georgia, amen, God bless you, praise God, amen, and we praying for you tonight, amen, let the Holy Ghost have his way, praise God, amen, minister Steve Mortemeyer, God bless you tonight.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Can you hear me there? I just want to make sure you can hear me.
Yes, sir.
All right. Glory to God. God bless you as well. I'm so grateful to be on the line on tonight. Hallelujah. This wonderful, wonderful Prayer News Network with the beloved founder, Evangelist Bradley. I thank God for her and for the vision of God. You know, without a vision, the Bible says, the people perish, praise the Lord. And so I just thank God that he sent vision that he might be able to rescue and to deliver us. All right. I'm so grateful for all things. Thank God for the moderator. Thank God for the everyone in their respectful places. To all of you all who are on this line, I bring you greetings from Hiram. Georgia, Life Eternal Ministries, wonderful, wonderful ministry of God, where God is giving life and life more abundantly. And I'm just grateful that I'm able to carry His word, carry His gospel. As the woman of God says, that in the midst of bad news, we have good news. My God, hallelujah! We have good news that God loves us. Hallelujah. And because he loves us, all things are going to work together for our good. All right. And I'm going to go into the word about what I believe God is saying to us tonight. Dear Lord, we thank you and we bless you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your spirit that brings us together. We are so grateful for your presence in our life. As I minister tonight, word my mouth, cause me to decrease that you may increase. Give unto this people life and life more abundantly. I thank you for anointing the ear of the hearer that they may hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. We send your word now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And thank you for healing them. Thank you for delivering them. I bless you for your goodness and your mercy. Let the word of wisdom and word of knowledge edify this body, and we bless you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. I am going to talk about tonight, call this message, it's Christ, the wisdom of God. Christ, the wisdom of God. I want you to know that our wisdom, the wisdom of God, is God, hallelujah, it's in the person of Jesus Christ toward you, hallelujah. So I'm going to read 1 Corinthians so that you can see that in the word, 1 Corinthians 1, and we're going to talk about the 27th verse, and I'll read down to the 30th, which is our text scripture. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. God chooses foolish things to confuse wise people. I just love it already. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound things which are mighty. Oh, my God. It's something when God sends you forth without your doctorate degree, without education, without things that may seemingly make you smart in the world's eye, God will allow your wisdom through him to confuse the wise. They won't understand how you're so smart, how you're so wise. Glory to God. But you'll know who it is. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confuse the things that are mighty. My God, you're going to be able to do things that people that look at you say, how did you do that? And the base things of the world and things that are despised, my God, the things that people hate. How many got some haters tonight? I want to tell you, God have chosen you. The ones that they hate on, the ones that they don't like, he done chose you. Yea, the things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. My God, he uses the things that are not to bring not the things that are. Oh, my God, I tell you, I love it. Hallelujah. God will use nothing to bring something, my God, to nothing. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. That no flesh should glory in his presence. The reason why he does it is because he wants to make sure that through it all, his power and his glory and his love is seen through your life, my God, so that it won't be able to be contributed to the flesh, but to the spirit. Now, here is where we got. Now, since you can't glory in your flesh, I want to show you something that God says you can glory in. He says, but of him are ye in Christ, who of God is made unto us wisdom. He's saying that Christ Jesus is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. So Christ is your wisdom. Christ is your righteousness, the Lord our righteousness. Christ is your sanctification or holiness. Christ is your holiness. He's your Jehovah Tis. Canoe, hallelujah, is your sanctifier, glory to God, and he is your redemption. Christ is your redemption. That, according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. So now, it's not glorying in your flesh or in your natural ability or in your natural intellect, but it's being able to glory or even boast even in the Lord. My God, David they think this is pride, but it's not. David said, Goliath, I'm going to bring you down in the name of the Lord. I'm not doing it in myself, glory to God. It's in him. Oh, my God. It's in him that we boast of what we are. Glory to God. You can't boast in your flesh, but in Christ you can boast. Hallelujah. You can glory in him. Hallelujah. Because he is the gift God gave you, my God. And so tonight I want to talk about one aspect of that gift, Jesus Christ, who is your wisdom. Christ is your wisdom. Now, let's deal with that for a second. What is wisdom? Because this is kind of abstract to call a living, breathing, human son of God, God in the flesh, to call him or personify him as an abstract word, to say he is wisdom. Well, let's look at that. He is wisdom. So what is wisdom? My God, wisdom is what I call know-how. Oh, my God, it's know-how. My God. It's not just having knowledge of things, it's knowing how they work. Is knowing how they go together. How many know people can read a recipe? So they can know what's in a cake. But my God, you need wisdom how to put it together. Oh, my God. Wisdom entails the skillfulness to formulate a plan and to carry it out in the best and most efficient manner. My God, I want to tell you, it's skillfulness to formulate a plan and to carry it out in the best and most effective manner. And I want to tell you, Christ is your wisdom. He is the skillfulness, my my God, to formulate a plan. Oh, my God. He's your skillfulness to formulate a plan. You thought you didn't know what to do, but when you acknowledge the wisdom that is Christ in your life, then he's going to allow you to have the skillfulness to formulate a plan. How many need a plan? Glory to God. And to carry it out in the best and most efficient manner. My God. I want to tell you, God, the scripture says, is omniscient, or it declares that he's all-knowing. My God. But what I want to tell you, even with all of the knowledge, he has to know how to apply it. He has to know how to put it in place, my God. And I want to tell you that not only is he omniscient, but he is our wisdom. And because he is our wisdom, I want to let you know that his knowledge undergirds his wisdom. So that means that anything and everything that would be needed to know in any given place and time, I want to tell you, God is that wisdom for you. My God, Christ, God manifested in the flesh, Christ in you is wisdom. My God, I want to declare that. I want you to hear that Christ is my wisdom. I want to tell you, he's your heavenly Google. He's your heavenly Google. How many know you can go to Google and ask Google anything? You can say, what does this mean? What does that mean? And you'll get an answer. Glory to God. So I want to let you know that what surpasses even Google, because there are some searches that Google can't search, praise God. But I want to tell you, that's your wisdom, Christ. He's your heavenly Google. My God, hallelujah. And let's acknowledge him. Let's acknowledge he's in you, glory to God. He's there with you. He can speak to you and tell you what to do and how to do. He is your know-how. That's what I want to tell you. If you think you don't know, acknowledge Christ, because he is your know-how. I want you to accept that. Right there. I just want you to accept that. Now, what does Christ, the wisdom of God, do for us? What does it do for us? What does it do for us? Yes, it gives you that know-how that I told you about, but the know-how for what? Let me show you in the scriptures what it tells us. 2 Peter 2:9. You know what it says? Oh, my God. It's so blessed. It says, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation. Oh, my God. I want to tell you that your wisdom, glory to God, that's in Christ, knows how to deliver you out of temptation. Not only just temptation from fleshly desires, but also the test of life. He knows how to deliver you out of. And sometimes what I want to tell you, God doesn't oftentimes, especially when he's growing you in his wisdom, he doesn't oftentimes get you out of the temptation in a natural sense, in a natural deliverance, like the situation is gone, but he'll deliver you in the temptation. Glory to God. God knows how to allow you to live above the situation that you're in. There is a know-how to deliver you, my God, out of your circumstance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The problems or the circle that you're standing in, he knows how to deliver you out of. But a lot of times what we need is for our head to be lifted up above our enemies. Oh, my God. And I wanted you to deal with head as your mind, as your thinking, as your knowledge, your wisdom. He delivers your head out of the test. Let me tell you something. I want to tell you something. It's a better thing when somebody throws you in the fire and then you start to walk around in the fire. Oh, my God. It's one thing for you to come out of the fire, but it's one thing while you're in the fire is not destroying you. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. There's a wisdom that God will give you to preserve you in the midst of situations that's going on in your life. I want to tell you that the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly. The Lord knoweth to deliver the He knows how, hallelujah, to deliver the godly out of temptation. And he will give you, the scripture says, a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. I want to tell you that God will give you a wisdom to teach you how to bear, that you'll be able to bear what you're dealing with. My God, I see Jesus when he was on the ship and the storm was going on, I want to tell you, he was sleeping while the storm was going on. How many know you can sleep in the midst of your storm? God will teach you how. My God, you'll have wisdom to rest in the storm. You'll have wisdom to take it easy when things are going haywire. My God, people will look at you like they looked at Jesus and say, carest thou not? Oh, my God, carest thou not that we pass? How do they know? I don't care about the storm because it's not going to destroy me. Hallelujah. How many know they had wisdom on board? Hallelujah. They had wisdom on board. If they would have looked at wisdom, acknowledged wisdom, they would have known they could have slept through that thing. But because they cried, thank God that he heareth the cries of us, he showed them. Hallelujah. He showed them a type of deliverance out of the natural problem. Now, he knows how to get you out of things naturally. But I want to talk to people who he's growing tonight. Some of you guys growing. So he's not taking away the test. He's not taking away the temptation. No, baby, but he's going to take your head out of it. My God, he's going to take your mind out of it. He's going to bring you to the level where you presently are. And I want to tell you, you're seated with him in heavenly. That's where you really are. You are far above all of these principalities and powers. You're far above, hallelujah, seated with Christ. If you can elevate your mind, if God, through his wisdom, can elevate you, he knows how to do it. That's what I want to tell you. First thing, that he knows how to deliver you. Also, he knows how to teach you. 1 John 2:27. What does it say? But the anointing. How many know that's Christ? What is the anointing? The anointing of wisdom. The anointing of wisdom, which you have received of him, it abideth in you. I want to tell you wisdom, the wisdom. Christ, your wisdom is in you. Don't think you without. Glory to God. I don't care if you're in the desert. God will teach you how to come out of that thing. God will teach you how to drink, my God, when there's no water. He'll teach you how to eat when there's no bread. I don't know how he do it, but he knows how. Oh, my God. I don't know at this present moment, but in your present situation, there is a wisdom. There's a divine wisdom that can bring you out. Hallelujah. It may look impossible unto man, but it's not impossible with God. Hallelujah. He will bring you out. And he will, this anointing that abideth in you, you need not that any man teach you. Now, how many know I'm teaching you tonight? Glory to God. And I'm a man, but I want to tell you, it should be the Christ in me that's talking to you. Can you hear him? Can you hear what Jesus is trying to tell you? He's trying to convince you that he is your wisdom. Hallelujah. But at that same anointing teaches you all things. I want to tell you the wisdom of God will teach you all things. And is of truth and no lie, even as it has been, he has taught you, you shall abide in him. God, as he's teaching you tonight, you're going to abide. You're going to live in this wisdom. The wisdom is living in you, but as you start to cultivate that wisdom, you're going to be living in the wisdom. You're going to be living in him. Christ in me, I in you, you in me. You can ask what you will. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. You'll find yourself, he's in you, but you'll find yourself conscious that you're in him. You're in wisdom. So that's what I wanted to say. Glory to God. That's what I believe the Lord want to tell you. Hallelujah. That the wisdom of Christ, it will deliver you. It will also teach you. It'll teach you. Even when man, even when the doctors say they don't know what to do, God has wisdom for you. Oh, my God. Even when, hallelujah, the lawyer don't know what to do, God has a wisdom. Even when your friend, even when your husband, your wife don't know what to do, Christ in you is wisdom. Hallelujah. And he will teach you how. Now, let me tell you what you have to do. You have to acknowledge the wisdom. I want to tell you, since I'm preaching this to you, faith coming by hearing by the word of God, if you believe that you got wisdom in you, like I'm telling you, I want you to acknowledge. In the time of trouble, I want you to acknowledge. He's a very present help. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. He's a very present help. If you can acknowledge him, hallelujah, acknowledge him and he will. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's a very present help. In the time of trouble, in the time of your trouble, you'll find that wisdom will be a present help. Oh, my God, I just want somebody to hear that. He will be a present help. So what happens when you acknowledge the wisdom? First and foremost, you will acknowledge your position. God will give you wisdom of your position. Psalms 119:105, glory to God. Let me tell you what it says. thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Now, before I go to the last part, because that's a part two in there, but before, I just want to go to the first part. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Who's the word? That's Jesus. And the scripture just declared to you that Jesus is your wisdom. So thy wisdom is a lamp unto my feet. You know what it does? The first thing wisdom does in your life, it shows you where you stand. It shows you, hallelujah, that you are standing. Because a lot of times we seem like when we don't know what to do in our natural, we don't realize that we're actually standing on favor ground. Oh, my God. We're standing on favor ground. You know what that is? That's Romans 5, praise God. Mm-hmm. That's what that is. That's Romans. Oh, I just love this word. I don't know. I just love your word, God. Romans 5, glory to God, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace. What grace? The wisdom wherein we stand. How many know he will teach you that you're standing in grace? You're standing in favor, and the favor is wisdom. He will tell you you're standing in wisdom. My God, but I feel dumb. I feel unintelligent. I feel like I don't know what to do. The Lord will tell you you're standing in wisdom. Hallelujah. You know what that's going to do for you? That's going to allow you to get your footing. That's going to allow you to be grounded. That's going to allow you to say, look, you're not on earthquake ground. That's just your head shaking. Glory to God. God says, look at your feet. Look where you stand. No. And you know what? I could go up to first verse, therefore being justified by faith. That's Romans 5:1, therefore being justified. How many know you're righteous? So that's another thing God will teach you, that you stand. Hallelujah, you have right standing with him. Oh, you'll probably get that later, but I just want to tell you, you have right standing. The word, the wisdom of God will come to let you know you got right standing. So that means that you have access into this grace. Oh, my God. I want you to know, hallelujah, you have access to this type of grace. You got access, my God, because you have right standing, you have access into this wisdom. That's the first thing. When you acknowledge that you have the wisdom of God, God will allow you through that understanding to be grounded, to be able to stand, know where you're standing, glory to God, and to know that you are right with him. So he's ready and willing at that moment for you to receive from him. Oh, my God, my God. Glory be to God. And now, the next thing that it does, it gives you direction. Mm-hmm. See, first I talk about position. Now, the last part of the 119 is, and a light to my pathway. So Proverbs 3:5-7 says this. Oh, my God, what does it say? It says this. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. That's all I want you to do is trust in this wisdom. The Lord is your wisdom. Trust in his wisdom with all your heart, and don't lean to your own understanding, my God. But in all thy ways acknowledge wisdom. You acknowledge your wisdom in all your ways. Come on, somebody. That's all I want you to do tonight is acknowledge your wisdom. That's the first and foremost. God is my wisdom. Even when the devil say you don't know what to do, you say, no, Christ is my wisdom. So in time, in the moment, in that season, God will reveal to you what you need to do because he is your wisdom. Now, what did it say? In all your ways, acknowledge him, and then what happens? And he shall direct your path. I don't know, some of you tonight have some ways that you have. That, you know, you're going to college, or you're going, hallelujah, to get married, or you're going, glory to God, to get a job, or you're going, hallelujah, to go get some furniture. My God, you're going to do something. And I tell you, if you will acknowledge your wisdom, if you will acknowledge him, if you acknowledge Christ, your wisdom, he will direct your path. That's Bible. That's Bible. He will. Hallelujah. He's not a man that he shall lie. Hallelujah. If you will acknowledge him, he will direct. You will have direction, people of God. Hallelujah. Some of us, hallelujah, we feel like we're blind and we can't see it. Lord, where to go and how to do. Acknowledge your wisdom. Acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he shall. My God, I'm sorry. I got to start yelling. This is good to me. He shall direct your path. That's what he's going to do. Hallelujah. He's going to direct your path. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you tonight that if you acknowledge the wisdom of God in your life, he'll direct your path. Let me give you this last thing before I go to my last. Hallelujah. This is what I want to tell you, what happens when you acknowledge wisdom, the wisdom of God, my God. And kind of how I want you to acknowledge it is through worship. All right? Now, let me prove it. Proverbs 9 and 10, okay? Proverbs 9 and 10 says this. This is what it says. All right. It says, now I'm going to drop something here, so you got to hear me. Listen to me. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Now we talk about the fear of the Lord as a reverential fear and awe of God. Okay? You stand in respect. You respect. So let me explain it like this, because Jesus Christ, this is what he said to the devil, and I ain't got time to, I just want to share this with you, and I pray that the Lord will give you understanding. You just speak to your wisdom. I believe he'll give you understanding of this, that Jesus said when he was tempted of the devil, when the devil said, you know what, if you would just bow down and worship me, and this is what Jesus said, it is written, this is what he said, it is written that thou shall worship the Lord, hallelujah, and him only shall thou serve. Thou shalt worship the Lord. Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou shalt worship the Lord. Mm-hmm. Worship the Lord, and him only shall thou serve. And so I went, and you could go yourself. I tried to find that scripture. He said, it is written, so I went to see where it was written. And when I found the only scripture that acknowledged it, it didn't say worship. Jesus said worship, but in the Hebrew, it said, and in the English when they translated it, it said fear. You shall fear the Lord, and him only shall thou serve. Oh, my God. So Jesus is interpreting what fear of God is. It is the worth of God. It is giving God worth and value in your life. My God, how many times do you go, hallelujah, to a doctor because you give them worth or value from what they say and how they, you know, how they deal because of the schooling that they went to and what they've done? You see them in a high place. You see them in a place where you can receive knowledge and understanding and wisdom and advice. The counselors that we hire and the therapists that we hire. You see what I'm saying? Glory to God. I hope y'all hear me today. So what I'm trying to say is that the worship of God will allow you to flow in the wisdom of God. So however worship is in your life, it is acknowledging, you know, we worship him because of who he is, the worth of God. Well, who is he? He's your wisdom. I want you to give worship to the wisdom of God in your life. Place value on that worship, on his wisdom in your life, who he is in your life. My God, it is the beginning of wisdom when you give worth and value to it. How many know there is people that you can cast pearls before swine? My God, and they'll trample it under feet. So they'll have the pearls, but because they don't value it, they stomp it. You got what I'm saying? So even though the wisdom of God, my God, is very valuable, your perception of that worth, you see, is how often you'll go to it, how often you'll look at it, how often you'll make it important in your life to acknowledge it. I hope y'all feel me there. Glory to God. Ha! Hallelujah. Worship, the fear of the Lord, the respect, the worth of God, the worship is the beginning of wisdom. And I will tell you, when you don't know what to do, get in a place of worship. Get in a place, whether it's through song, whether it's through acknowledging the Lord, because that is what it is. It's an acknowledgement of who he is to you. My God, you are my wisdom. Thank you, God, for being my wisdom. You're going to a place of worship. Turn on a song, my God, that talks about who he is unto you. Put on songs that put you in the spirit so that you can be in a place to receive. It is the beginning of wisdom. Just a place to help you to acknowledge that wisdom so you can flow in it. All right? Now, I'm getting ready to close. My God, I'm getting ready to close. And this is the last thing that I will tell you. Hallelujah. I'm closing here. Glory to God. It says this. All right. The last thing that I want to deal with, why was Christ made our wisdom? Why was he made our wisdom? The first and foremost is what the scripture says. It says that you may be able to boast in him. So this is what I'm trying to tell you, child of God, is that you might will glory in him. The reason why the Lord is your wisdom is so that you can lean and depend and trust his voice and reason in your life. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, God knows best. They tell you mama knows best, but I'm going to tell you, some of our mamas are carnal. No offense. Glory to God. No disrespect. But sometimes we're carnal. Sometimes your brother and sister, they're carnal. They don't know what God knows about your life. Hallelujah. Some people only see you as the carpenter. Somebody only see you turn anything good come out of Nazareth. They don't know who you are. Hallelujah. But because Christ is in you, you can boast of your wisdom in him. I really am smart. I really am intelligent because I'm in him. Hallelujah. I just want to say that to you. And Christ in you, this wisdom in you of glory. Now. What does this mean? Because wisdom is in you, God wants you to have hope that you're coming out of your situation by hook or crook. And I'm saying it like that to say God will get you out one way or the other, but it will be a way of the Lord. My God, I want to tell you, when they got to the Red Sea, the Lord's wisdom to them was go forward. That was the wisdom. But Lord, there's a big old ocean right here. But when you follow God's wisdom, then all of a sudden the sea opened up. You see what I'm saying? What you got to understand is God knows what even when you can't see what he's talking about. And I want you to be able to acknowledge and have confidence. That's what hope is a confident expectation of a favorable outcome. My God, I want to tell you that your confidence is in that wisdom. He wants your confidence to be in his wisdom for your life. Glory to God. Dear Lord, we thank you, and we bless you for your goodness. Thank you tonight for being our wisdom. Lord, allow us to acknowledge you in all of our ways. Lord, help us to remember that you are our wisdom. Thank you for the know-how to get out of our situation. Thank you for teaching us, my God, all things. We bless you that we have access through you. And Lord, we won't tell people that we did it. We'll tell folk you did it. We'll boast in you. We'll let them know the reason why I'm here is because of you. Thank you for giving us this boasting. Thank you for giving us this glorying, that we can acknowledge who you are in our life. And we bless you for this wisdom. Thank you for those saints that are hearing this word that are going to acknowledge it. I bless you right now for them going now, hallelujah, to receive all that you have for them. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, blessings on you, people of God. Blessings on you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. What a word tonight, amen. Somebody said, didn't our heart burn within? Amen, thank you. Amen, praise God, amen. Pastor Steve, amen, Mortimer, tonight, amen for the word to teach us about wisdom. Amen, for the word said, if any lack, amen, just ask. Wisdom, just ask. Amen, so we thank God tonight, amen, he taught us, praise God, amen, to know that, praise God, Christ is the wisdom of God, amen, that he won't leave us walking in the dark. Hallelujah, amen, to let us know, amen, hallelujah, that God chose, amen, the foolish, amen, to confound the wise, amen. I know sometimes, praise God, amen, people say, what are you doing that for? Why are you going over there? Amen, but they, as they said, they just don't understand, praise God, amen, and some of them never will understand, amen, because it's a spiritual thing, praise God, amen, and you be trying to explain things to others, but they just won't see it like you see it, amen. So we thank God tonight, amen. He also let us know, amen, Christ, amen, is our, praise God, redemption, praise God, the glory of the Lord, praise God, amen, to let us know, praise God, amen, worship, amen, worship, praise God, amen, worship, amen, want to get in and praise God, amen, and just begin to lift him up, praise God, amen, but worship tonight, praise God, we thank God tonight, amen, and we're going to get ready, praise God, amen, to whatever situation you're in, and amen, you feel like, praise God, amen, somebody just may call y'all, you don't know nothing, you're so dumb, you don't know anything, and even the enemy will talk to you to let you know, praise God, amen, that you're not this, you're not that, amen, praise God, amen, but prayer, praise God, amen, hallelujah, thank God, amen, it didn't take Jesse Jackson, praise God, amen, to come over and let us know, praise God, we are somebody, amen, you are somebody in Christ, hallelujah, praise God, amen, you are somebody in Christ, amen, and we're going to ask you, praise God, amen, if the speaker, praise God, amen, will come back, praise God, amen, hallelujah, amen, and open, praise God, the altar of, praise God, for salvation, praise God, amen, if you're sick in your body, praise God, amen, you can just come on over, praise God, amen, and just press *6, amen, and just let them pray for you, praise God, whatever the reason is, praise God, whatever you think, praise God, not important, amen, it's important to the Lord, you are important to the Lord, amen, so we ask you to press, amen, *6 and come back, amen, we have him to here to pray with you, pray for you, praise God, amen, hallelujah, amen, prayer changes things, amen, and prayer changes people, amen, so those that desire prayer, praise God, salvation, glory to God, amen, salvation tonight, *6, glory to God, press *6, hallelujah, amen, not feeling well in your body, you want to stand in, praise God, amen, intercede for someone else, praise God, amen, come on over, praise God, amen, just press *6, amen, hallelujah, we'll pray with you, praise God, and he's going to pray for you, praise God, hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. I'm so thankful for Jesus and his word. I thank God for his presence being in our life. And to those of you who don't know him tonight, in the pardoning of your sins, in the fellowship of his suffering, that don't know him tonight, I want to invite you to receive Christ. This wisdom that I was talking about is available to you. It's even nigh thee, even in your mouth, this word of faith that we preach. If you can just confess the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. All he's asking for you to is to acknowledge him. The scripture says, if you call on his name, my God, he shall deliver you. So tonight, I ask you to receive him, to receive this Jesus that paid for all of your sins. As the scriptures tell us, he is our redemption. Through the cross, he paid for every claim of the devil that was on your life, every curse that was on your life, everything that could have trapped you. He was the ransom. Hallelujah. He was the price paid for your redemption. Now you can be reconciled back to God. Oh, my God. He wants fellowship with you. He wants relationship with you tonight. Receive him. And to those who are saved, I if you need just a
just a reminding of this truth. If you just need to just acknowledge again, just acknowledge what you have been given, I ask you to receive it afresh tonight. Hallelujah. He is right there with you. My God, every sickness, every disease, I curse now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every pain, every infirmity is cursed tonight. His strength now is being made perfect in that weakness in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for freeing your people tonight. I thank you, Lord, for binding the will of the enemy and let his work come to naught. I thank you. What the devil intended, but thank you, God, that you know how to deliver. You're knowing now, right now. Thank you, you're even speaking to those of what to drink or what to eat or what to get. Thank you now for speaking the words of life and healing to those people of God. I bless you tonight. I bless you tonight for what you're doing. I thank you. Healing is filling the airways now in the name of Jesus. You're being healed emotionally tonight. There's some emotional scarring. There's emotional things that you've been going through. Some of us have been molested and raped. God, tonight, he's with his wisdom in your life. Through Christ, he's healing tonight. He's healing tonight. Receive it. Receive it. Just say, Lord, I thank you for healing me. That's all you got to say. Receive it. Receive it. Thank you for healing me. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. He's healing now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Some of us have been verbally abused most of our life. Hallelujah. We've been looking up to parents that they didn't know how to love us. But the Lord says, I am your Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And in you, I am well pleased. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He's approving you tonight. He's giving you affirmation tonight that you're his child. You're his child tonight. Doesn't matter what the devil say. It don't matter what you did. You're his. Hallelujah. And he knows how to deliver you out of that situation. Lord, I thank you. Thank you tonight. Thank you tonight. Thank you that your presence is becoming real. It's becoming real to your saints tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 They're believing it tonight. I hear the Lord even say, I am supplying all of your needs according to my riches and glory. I'm supplying all your needs. All of them. I don't know what your need is tonight, but God says, I got them all covered. I got them all covered according to my riches, not your bank account. I know you're looking at your bank. I know you're looking at your money, but God says, not your money, my riches. Hallelujah. Tonight he's doing it for you. He's doing it for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's supplying your needs in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Thank you, Lord, for supply. Thank you, Jehovah Jireh. Thank you for supplying our needs in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I feel things turning. They're turning tonight in the name of Jesus. They're turning tonight. Glory, glory, glory. Just receive it. Just say thank you. That's a good way to receive is to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You're receiving it. Thank you. You're taking it in. Hallelujah, I receive that. Hallelujah, I believe that. I accept that. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Your present situation is not what God has ordained for your life. Hallelujah, you're coming out of this in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I bless you tonight, God. Thank you for reading the hearts. Thank you for knowing the ways of the people. I bless you for touching them now. I thank you for touching them now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And if though anybody that wanted to come over, glory to God, and say anything, but if I covered some stuff, then hallelujah, bless God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We thank you, we thank you. Thank you even now for comforting those who have lost family members due to this COVID, due even to negligence, hallelujah, of our fellow men that have came in and destroyed. I bless you now, God. You say vengeance is yours. You will repay, said the Lord. You will repay. Thank you, Lord, that you know how to make it right. I thank you for knowing how to make it right tonight. Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you, Lord, even those that tried to destroy faith in them. in the name of Jesus. Thank you for bringing them into the ark of faith. Thank you, Lord, for allowing them to see you like we see you. Thank you now. Thank you now. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We bless you. We praise you, mighty God, for your goodness. Thank you for overflowing us with your spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you. We receive it. We receive it now. Hallelujah. Thank you for forgiving us of all sin. Thank you that by your blood we have remission. Thank you tonight. Thank you tonight. 70 times 70. Thank you tonight. Thank you tonight that you put it out the way from the east to the west. Thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's no guilt, no condemnation. We thank you tonight. Thank you tonight. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory
to God. Praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, yes.
I want to request prayer for my grandniece. Her name is Virgil Thomas. And she followed someone off, and she's off in the town by herself now. I'm asking the saints to pray the covering of blood that she be safe and she return home.
Yes, Lord. My God, my God. And what's her name again? I heard the Thomas, but you said Verica?
Verica, yes.
Verica, okay, okay. Verica Thomas. All right, woman of God. Blessings on you. And this is your niece?
Yes, grandniece.
Okay, grandniece, grandniece. All right, all right. Lord, we thank you right now. Thank you, Lord, that you are our divine protection. We thank you now for your hand of protection going where Virica Thomas is now. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, that you are a fortress. You are our refuge in the name of Jesus. A very present help. In the time of trouble, I bless you now for touching her now. Let her feel your presence. Let her know that you're there. Let her know. Let her know. Let her know. Hallelujah. Your embrace is there. Let her know. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
You are protecting now. We bless you. Being her shield and butler. We thank you tonight.
Yes,
bless you. Thank you for safe travels, even back. Thank you for direction. Thank you for being a divine GPS. She will return. Thank you, Lord, in one piece. Thank you, Lord, that you are with her, traveling alongside. You're the paraclete, you're the comforter. You're alongside now, and we bless you. We bless you. We bless you now. We thank you. She shall be delivered from the snare of the fowler.
Thank you.
From the northern pestilence. I bless you now. Bless you now. Bless you now. Let that word tonight even go to her, be a lamp unto her feet and a light to her path. I bless you for it. I bless you for it. Thank you for that wisdom rising up. Thank you. Thank you now. We bless you for it. We bless you. And we praise you now. In Jesus' mighty name. And it reaches, I heard the song say, to the highest mountain. It flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives us strength from day to day. It will never thank you tonight for your power. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
We thank you.
Yes, Lord.
I praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you now. Thank you, Lord, that we're able to stand in the gap. Thank you, Lord, for the intercession. Thank you, Lord, that you allow us to be the go-between. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We're bridging the gap tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you for anointing us to do so. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yes, this is Sister Fan, and I was calling to get prayer for my grandson, Curtis Fan Jr., and he's down at Florida State University, and he got sick on Friday, and they did a COVID test, and it was negative, and he was worse today, and they did a COVID test today, and it's going to be negative, but I would like to pray for him that he get healing, you know, in his body. And not only for him, but all his teammates that's down there, you know, they're not practicing safe distance in football. Just pray for the whole team as well as him. I thank you so very much.
And what's his name again, woman of God? What's his name again?
His name is Curtis Fan Jr. F-A-N-N
Jr. Fan Jr. All right. All right, glory to God. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for this son of God tonight, Curtis Fan Jr. I bless you for your hand touching him now from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. I thank you for a double negative. I love it. Thank you now for a clear result in the name of Jesus. We receive it now. We bless you in advance. Glory to God for your power working in his life. Thank you now even for his teammates that he's around. Thank you, Lord, that you are being divine protection for them against everything that creepeth upon the earth. I bless you for dominion over it. Even as they are on that field, I thank you that you're on the field. Thank you, Lord, that you're in there protecting them. Hallelujah. Even in their own not protecting, you are their protection. I bless you for it. We believe you for it because you know us how to deliver. Thank you for your wisdom going in between, making things right and whole. And we bless you for it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for him being called by your name.
Thank
I bless you for it. Thank you for his mother. Bless. Thank you, Lord, even allowing her to be comforted and in peace through this thing. I bless you now. Thank you for causing, hallelujah, the stress and the worry to roll off. I bless you now for strengthening now. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, yes. Praise
bless
the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I praise the Lord for the word of God tonight. I have a testimony. It's short. But I'm grateful to God that he have done my family well tonight. My cousin and his wife went home today from the hospital. And my cousin said she's no longer contagious. She went in with COVID. She had that real contagious strain. But I bless God tonight that he have done us well. He have done us well. And I praise him tonight. I magnify and I thank God for the prayers of the saints, because it have availed much, and I thank God for you all, and I praise God for what he's doing, and I praise God that he is, and he is who he say he is, and he's still showing that he is working miracles in the midst of everything going on. We can still see the move of God, and I praise God tonight, and I praise God for each of you all. God bless you. God bless you, and I thank God for his word. I thank God for his word, because his word did not return void. I bless God, but it did perform what he said it to. And I bless his name tonight. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And I praise God for the word tonight. And I praise God for his wisdom. I bless the name of Jesus. Amen. I bless his name.
Lord.
I bless his name. I bless his holy name.
I see you worshiping him.
So God has done my family well. He done my family well. But he done my family well. And I'm grateful to him tonight. I'm so grateful.
Oh,
I'm so grateful. I told my my family member, just look at what God has done. They went in, but he brought them out. There's men that went in and didn't come out. Now said, be thankful that he has done you well. Hey, he has done you well.
Hallelujah.
Don't let this be just
Lord.
To seek his hand. Not just to seek his hand, but what he can do for you. Oh, but let him come in your heart, that he can live in you. Hey, not praise him tonight. He has done us well. He's done us well. Hey, he's done us well. And I praise God for his word. And I thank God for the Holy Ghost. I thank God for his truth. I thank God for Jesus Christ. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. He's done us well, saints. He's done us well. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you. Glory to God. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yes, he has. Glory to God. We thank you.
Thank you. Glory to God. Be worthy. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. The name time God. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
My God. My God. Well, glory to God.
Amen.
A woman of God. You can. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen. Pastor, we have one more prayer request.
Okay.
We want to stand instead for Sister Clarissa. Amen. Her and her family. Praise God. Amen. That the Lord will continue to give us strength, amen, to know that the joy of the Lord of us strength, praise God, that he just, she's going through, amen, and we just ask the Lord to just keep her lifted up in her mind, praise God, amen, and just keep her under the blood, her and her family tonight, but just standing in her stead tonight. Her name is Sister Clarissa tonight.
Oh, my God. Thank you for Sister Clarissa tonight. Thank you, Jesus, for you strengthening her. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, for strengthening her even as we speak. We thank you, Lord, for her feeling that strength in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Allow it to bubble over. Allow it to fill her soul like never before. I thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in her life, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you that every purpose that you purpose shall come to pass in her life. Thank you, God, that you're allowing her to move forward. Hallelujah. In those things that you ordained for her life. I bless you for the woman of God standing in her stead. Thank you, God, for allowing her to have her on her mind. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the love that's being shown in this moment. Lord, we just bless you right now for overflowing her goodness and mercy, surrounding her loving kindness, tender mercy, surrounding her. Hallelujah. You crown her with loving kindness and tender mercy. We thank you, and we bless you for it now. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I believe tonight, even as you speak to her tonight, if you get a chance to talk with her by this time in the morning, I believe, hallelujah, that you weeping may endure for a night. Joy is coming in the morning. Thank you for that divine strength tonight.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Quick manifestation of our prayer tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We bless you for it. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many know this joy will wake you up? Mm-hmm. This joy will move you. You don't feel like moving, but when it starts to moving in you, your baby starts leaping. Hallelujah! From the salutations, you just say hello, and then all of a sudden,
glory to God.
I just want to tell you from your hello, glory to God. She's gonna feel something. Glory to God.
Glory.
Hallelujah, Clarissa. We know she's gonna feel something. Glory to God. She's gonna know it's Jesus. She's gonna know it's Jesus. Hallelujah. She's gonna know.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's going to know. Glory be to God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There's a song that they used to say, somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind. Took the time.
Thank you.
I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed.
Thank you,
Jesus. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Well, woman of God, I turn it back over to you, my darling.
Amen.
I turn it back over
Amen.
To you. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Amen tonight.
Yes,
Amen.
Yes.
We thank God for you. Praise God. Amen. I don't know about you. Amen. But I feel Jesus in this place. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. They said amen. He did us well. Glory to
yes,
God.
He
did us well. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. He did us well. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We praise God tonight. Glory to God. Amen.
My.
He did us well. Amen. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank God. Amen. We feel encouraged tonight. Amen. We feel like going on. Praising God, amen, talking about wisdom. Glory to God, amen. Hallelujah, I'll have to say, praise God, amen, that, amen. I never went to school for a PhD, never went to school, praise God, amen, for all of the degrees, amen. But the God, amen, the God I serve give you wisdom. Glory to God, amen. I become a counselor, amen. I become a psychiatrist, amen. Hallelujah, I often tell amen, myself, praise God, amen. And they want to know, did you go to school? No, ma'am, but I went to neology school. Praise God, I went to the school, praise God, amen, of wisdom and knowledge, praise God. So I praise God tonight
yes, Lord.
For the word. Hallelujah. Tonight I am excited, praise God, amen, about Jesus, amen. And man of God, we thank you tonight for your word, praise God, amen, because it truly has
yes,
blessed
Lord.
Us. Amen. And we're going to ask, amen, minister, amen, Emmanuel, praise God, amen, if you would come forth tonight, praise God, amen, and bless, pray over the man of God, praise God, tonight, amen, to know, praise God, amen, hallelujah, he spoke to us tonight, praise God, the Holy Ghost spoke to us tonight, praise God, so we thank God tonight, amen, as you just lift your voice wherever you are and just say, praise the Lord, hallelujah, for the man of God, amen, minister,
praise
Emmanuel,
the Lord.
You come forth tonight, amen, amen, to pray. Praise God, amen, over the man of God tonight. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. God bless you to the man of God. We certainly appreciate you. Thank God for the word, amen, that has been delivered unto us. Amen. We thank God for the wisdom and the knowledge that comes from above. Amen. Come from the Lord. Amen. Song comes to my mind, says, order my steps in your word, Lord. Amen. So we just want to pray over you tonight. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you right now. We praise you. We glorify you. Father God, we thank you for what our ears have heard this night. We thank you for what our hearts have felt. Father God, we feel strengthened tonight. We feel empowered. Oh, Father God, we feel that we can go on and run on in your name, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray that you will look on the man of God, the one that was chosen for this hour to declare and speak your word. Father God, we pray for blessings all over him. God, blessings going in, blessings coming out. Oh, God, blessings when he rise, blessings when he lay down. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, continue to lay your hands upon him. From the crown of his head down to the sole of his feet. You, Lord God, get the glory out of his life. You be pleased with him tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray that you will make provisions. Oh, God, bless his home, bless his family, even bless his ministry. Father God, you give the increase. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, enlarge his territory, enlarge his borders. In the mighty name of Jesus, we praise you, we thank you, we glorify you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and bless God.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Emmanuel. Amen. We thank you again tonight. Amen. For joining us. Praise God. Amen. We thank you. Amen. To the founder. Amen. Also, woman of God. Praise God. Amen. Who don't mind. Praise God. Going all the way. Praising God. Amen. A willing worker. Amen. In the Lord. Praise God. And in the body of Christ. And that's none other than, amen, the founder of PNN. Praise God. Brand News Network. Amen. Evangelist Annette Bradley. Praising God, amen. We thank God for her tonight, and we thank God, amen, for allowing us, amen, this time, praise God, to stand in, praise God, amen, and just enjoy Jesus, amen, with you, praise God, amen, and we just
as you continue to pray for her. Praise God, amen. And we're going to ask, praise God, amen, tonight. Praise God, amen. I have truly enjoyed it. Praise God, continue to pray for us. Pray for one another. Praise God, amen. Don't forget the word tonight. Amen. And we're going to ask, amen, minister. Amen. Emmanuel, God bless you on tonight. Hallelujah, man. And where many has, amen, to come back. Praise God, amen. And close us out, praise God, on tonight. God bless you. Amen, tonight.
Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. And God bless you, people of God. Amen. We thank God, amen, tonight for what, amen, we have heard from the word of God. Amen. We thank God, amen, even for each and every one of you that have tuned in, amen, to this broadcast tonight. Amen. People of God, amen, hide the word of God in your heart. And remember, amen, you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. Amen. Let's walk away being empowered today through the word of God, knowing that the wisdom of God comes from above, and God will teach us everything that we need to know. And you can do it. You can do it. Why? Because the word of God said you can. Amen. So we bless God, and we want to remind you that if you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, you can text, amen, two numbers. The first number we will give you is 912-257-3918. Once again, if you would like a copy of tonight's broadcast, please text 912-257-3918. Or a backup number is 678-608-7234. Once again, we'll give you the backup number, amen, that you can text. And that number is 678-608-7234. Amen. Please, amen, request a copy. Amen. We'll be sure to get it to you, amen, as soon as possible. And when you get it, amen, we want you to share with somebody that may not was able to make it on the line tonight. Amen, because the word of God is always, always a help. Amen, in time of need. Amen, in time of trouble, in time of need, you can turn to the word of God. Amen, and you will find your way. So we bless God tonight. We praise God for all things. Amen, Evangelist Bonds, we thank God for you. Amen, you, amen, did a good job as always. Amen, we praise God for you. Amen, we want to encourage you as well. Continue on. Keep on keeping on for the Lord. Amen. Because God has great blessings in store for his people. Amen. People of God, let's continue to, amen, keep, amen, our visionary and founder lifted up in prayer. Amen. Let's hold her up in prayer. Call her name out. Amen. That God may evermore continue to strengthen her. Amen. And keep her and lead her that she may fulfill the purpose that God has placed on her life. Amen. So we love you. Amen. We invite you back on tomorrow night. And tonight we're going to just close out with our corporate praise. Amen. And then that will conclude our broadcast for tonight. So we're going to unmute the lines that you may give a corporate praise together. Amen. You may unmute your phones at this time. And let's give God a corporate praise together. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the word of God. Thank you for the message of God in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Thank you for the eye of Pastor Emmanuel, God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Thank you, Bradley, in the name of Jesus.
Glory to God. Thank you, Miss Bradley, tonight.
Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Mr. God. We praise you.
We praise you. We love you tonight, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. God bless you, people of God. Amen. God bless you, people of God. This concludes our broadcast for tonight. Amen. Until tomorrow night. Amen. See you then, 9 p.m. Take the Lord with you everywhere you go. We love you. God loves you best. Be blessed in Jesus' name. God bless you.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.